All right, so hearing the voice of God, the Holy Spirit. There's actually a reason why that I've spent a number of times over the past, really about a month, month and a half, talking about how to hear the voice of God and what we can do that would either hinder it or can help us being able to hear what God is saying. I mean, because if you haven't noticed, everyone seems to have an opinion about something. Have you noticed that? No matter what it is, everyone's got an opinion. As a matter of fact, you could quickly, you know, what, we're in the information age, right? So all you got to do is kind of type into Google, like a question or a topic, and I can promise you, you'll get hundreds, if not thousands, of different people's expert opinion on what you're hearing. It could be Louis the janitor who's telling you about medical advice, and you have no idea. But if you want someone's opinion, you can get it. But I've learned that, and maybe it's just me getting a little older, I'm tired of making silly mistakes, or even sometimes really dangerous mistakes, because I've not taken the time to hear clearly from God. And that's dangerous. As a dad, as a husband, as a pastor, as just a neighbor, as a servant of God, to not hear clearly the voice of God and to follow it and obey it, that's just dangerous. It really is. Now, today, I want to talk about the Holy Spirit, part of the Trinity of God, you know, basically who lives inside us. If you've given your life to Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit inside you. You do. And matter of fact, Jesus intentionally left the earth so we would get the Holy Spirit. He said, I got to go because there's someone who's coming who you need inside of you, who's going to give you the power necessary to do a job that I've got for you. Now, it would be impossible for me in one or even multiple sermons to cover the topic of the Holy Spirit. I mean, there have been thousands of books written, countless sermons about the Holy Spirit. Now, this morning, I want to talk about the Holy Spirit in regards to how we hear from Him, how He gives us wisdom and direction. I'm not even going to be touching on speaking in other tongues, the power of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but I'm going to start, you're going to see it. That's going to become just kind of normal as I begin to do different teachings. I'm going to touch on those aspects. Why? Because you need to know about it.
Power of the Holy Spirit inside you. Matter of fact, you need to understand who He is, what He is, what He can do, and to neglect that aspect of your relationship with God, it's to handicap your ability to accomplish everything God has for you. So what I really want to do this morning is I'm actually going to talk about different common questions that people have in regards to the Holy Spirit. To some of you, this will be a reinforcement of what you already know. To some of you who may have grown up in maybe a church that maybe that didn't talk a lot about the Holy Spirit, this will give you some better information on who He is. Matter of fact, when I was growing up, I would often have a different, they would use an object lesson on how to, I guess, explain the Holy Spirit. Some of you have probably heard this one before. It's about water, and water can come in many different forms, right? Water can turn into ice. Water can also be heated up and turns into gas, into steam, right? It's still water, right? But different characteristics, different form, different purposes, honestly. But at its base level, it's all still water. It's still two hydrogen atoms and an oxygen atom, right? H2O. But see, I mean, some people, they need object lessons like that to help them understand, you know, what the Holy Spirit is. But what I'm going to do, like I said, these are just common questions that people have about the Holy Spirit. So number one, who does the Holy Spirit talk to? Who does the Holy Spirit talk to? Now, I'm going to have a number of scriptures that will come up behind me. You can either turn to yourself if you'd like, or you can just read from behind me. But this one is Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. It says, whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. The interesting thing is this statement's actually done seven different times in the book of Revelations, in chapter 2 and in chapter 3. And there really are three key words in this scripture. There's ears, there's hear, and there's says. Ears is really exactly what you would think. It's the physical ears, but it's also not just the physical ears, it's your mental ears. And I'll explain. Hear, which means to give an audience to. And it takes it even further. It's not just to give an audience to, but is to take the time to understand. There's a big difference, right? Of just hearing something, but actually doing your part to understand what's being talked about. And then the word says. Says means to relay something to someone using systematic words. Systematic words. These are actual, you know, not just thoughts, not just impressions, but actual words that are spoken that you can understand. So what he's saying is that we have the ability to hear. We all have ears, right? Looking around, I think we all have. And not only do we have ears, it's interesting. Jesus uses this statement. Those who have ears to hear, let them hear. You'll actually find that in the New Testament. Jesus would use that, I guess you'd say, phrase often when he was teaching the people. Basically, what he was saying is, all right, you can hear what I'm saying. Now take the time and understand what I'm saying because these are important lessons for you to know. God uses the same reference in regards to the Holy Spirit. But the Bible isn't just asking us to listen to the Holy Spirit. He's actually saying, I want you to approach it with a desire to understand. Just having the ability to hear from God isn't enough. It isn't. We have to understand what he's saying if we want to have the opportunity to act on what he's asking us to do. Because normally when the Holy Spirit is talking to you, it's usually to tell you something to do. It's to give you some form of direction. It's to give you some form of wisdom. And I like the word says. Because like I said, these are systematic words. It's not just, you know, a feeling of peace. The Holy Spirit does give that, but the Holy Spirit will also talk to you in words that not only you can hear, but you can understand. So who does the Holy Spirit speak to? Those who have ears to hear. Those who have the desire and the willingness to try to understand. He speaks to those that who are willing to give the Holy Spirit an audience and will actually obey what he says. Now, let me ask you another question. Is it possible for the Holy Spirit to say something that is against the written word of God? Now, I've talked about this every single time, and I'm going to keep doing it anytime that I talk about being able to hear the voice of God. This is an important concept. Why? Because I've met a number of individuals who say they hear from God, and I ask them, does the Bible say that? And that almost seems to offend them. Well, but the Holy Spirit spoke to me. Now, I've given you lots of different verses for this. Here's another one. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20. Isaiah 8, verse 20. It says, consult God's instruction and the testimony of warning. If anyone does not speak according to this word, they have no light of dawn. Matter of fact, the New King James Version says, because there is no light in them. See, when we believe that we've heard from the Holy Spirit inside our hearts, or if someone who comes up to you and says, I feel that I have a word from God, the Holy Spirit has spoke to me and wants me to tell you a word from God, you have the responsibility, the obligation to go to the Bible and make sure that what they're saying is true. You have to make sure it lines up with the Bible. Why? Because you know what I've learned? God is not the author of confusion. I've talked about this a lot. God, you know, what that means is God does not contradict himself. God is not going to give you clear direction or instruction in the Bible and then speak something completely different to your heart and mind. He's not going to do it. He's not. Look, I look at it this way. In families, this is an important concept for parents to understand. You need to have the same set of rules. Mom and dad, same set of rules. You know why? Because your kids are smart. If you have different sets of rules, guess who that child is going to? They're going to the one who's got the better set of rules for that specific circumstance, right? And look, God's the same way. Why would God the Father say one thing in the Bible, then Jesus maybe say something different in a different part of the Bible, and then the Holy Spirit now speaks something different to your heart? I can promise you, he doesn't do that. Ever. So is it possible for the Holy Spirit to say something that is against the written word of God? No, it's not. As a matter of fact, if you hear something said that's different in the Bible, it's not the Holy Spirit. It's not, period. Now, this is an interesting question. Will the Holy Spirit speak to me quickly? You know, like if I need him right away. I mean, I know some people kind of fear that about God. You know, it's like, God, what if I'm in this situation where, like, I got to make a decision right now, you know, or I'm put in a pressure situation and you know, I don't have the time to kind of sit and pray about it, or I don't have the time to fast. I mean, you know, I can't fast and pray. I mean, I need to know now. I mean, pastor's not answering his texts. He's not, you know, I don't have time to go to someone who could give me godly wisdom. You know, so what do I do, God? I love this verse. It's in Matthew chapter 10, verses 19 and 20. Matthew chapter 10, 19 and 20. It says, "But when they arrest you, do not worry what to say or how to say it. At that time, you'll be given what to say. For it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you." Now, let me give you kind of a clear, kind of full picture of this. You know, I've already preached many messages on how to hear from God and what potentially hinders your ability to hear from God. If you haven't heard those messages, ask, and we can make you a copy, and it's valuable teaching that's foundational in your life. But we often mistake not hearing from God when in reality he is speaking to us, we just don't hear him. Matter of fact, look, when my kids are in trouble, I can tell you this. If my kids are in trouble and they need my help, it doesn't matter what my level of relationship is with them right now, if I'm like upset at them or if I'm happy with them. If my kids come to me and they need my help, I'm not going to ignore them. You know, if one of my children come up and their arm is bleeding, I'm not going to say, "Excuse me, you offended me about like 15 minutes ago. Don't you remember? I think you can fend for yourself." Can you imagine a parent doing that? So if we, who have a heavenly Father who loves us and is the perfect parent, can you picture us going to God in times of need and saying, "God, I need wisdom. I need direction. I need to, what do I do right now? I need you." Can you imagine him saying, "No, sorry. You've only been praying like every other day. You know, how much did you read this morning in the Word? Oh, you didn't spend any time? Well, talk to me tomorrow then." Can you picture him doing that? But, well, we don't approach God that way, though. We almost, you know, "Well, God, I can't approach you now because, you know, I'm on your bad side. My relationship isn't up to snuff." Look, my goal as a dad is to love my kids. If they need me, I'm there to help. I am. God's the same way. The Holy Spirit inside of you will speak to you at the right time. He will. The question is, are you willing to listen and obey to what he's saying? That's key, right? You have ears to hear, right? Well, then you actually do have the ability to hear. So will the Holy Spirit speak to you when you need it right away? Yes. And it will seem like you're speaking the very word of God. You will. It'll surprise you. But I guess the real question is, are you listening? Have you positioned yourself to have the ability to hear? Now, how about this? Does the Holy Spirit only speak in generalities, or can he speak very specific words of direction? I mean, I know that people kind of have confusion in regards to the Holy Spirit. Matter of fact, most people, when they think of the Holy Spirit, they only think that he gives like impressions. You know, like either he gives you peace about a situation or he doesn't. That's how most people approach him. Matter of fact, most people have kind of relegated the Holy Spirit to whether I, you know, if I have a cramp in my stomach or something. You know, I'm going to pray about it. Do I have a cramp? No. I guess I have peace, so I guess I'm supposed to do it. You laugh, but I'm serious. There are some people, they're praying for peace. Do I have peace from God in this? That's the pizza from last night. That has nothing to do with God at all. Look, Acts chapter 10, verses 19 through 21. I'm here to tell you the Holy Spirit will speak systematic words for direction and understanding. Acts 10, 19 through 21. While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, Simon, there are three men looking for you. So get up, go downstairs, and don't hesitate to go with them, because I've sent them. So Peter went down and said to the men, I'm the one you're looking for. Why have you come? That's about as specific as you can get, right? All right, you're upstairs. You just had a vision from God. And all right, there are three men. They're downstairs. Go with them. That wasn't like, you know, a lot of us think, well, no, Peter was probably on his knees, you know, after the vision saying, okay, I got this vision. So Holy Spirit, all right, if you want me to go on the next missionary journey with Paul, give me some peace. And if you want me to stay here, you know, give me a cramp. You know, just let me not feel peace. And then I know that means I'm supposed to stay here and lead the church. Like I said, we kind of laugh about that, but I've seen many people approach the Holy Spirit that way. You know, that they don't really truly have the faith to believe that God can speak a specific word with specific direction on exactly what you need at that point in your life. Look, the better you become at listening and kind of quieting your heart and mind, you're going to be able to get clarity from God that will make your decisions so much easier to follow. It's going to remove so much stress that you have in your life because, look, you want to know what God is saying. And you know what? God does not want you to fear decisions. He does not. I'll say that again. God does not want you to fear decisions. He doesn't. God doesn't want the hardest part for his servants to be figuring out the direction. God does not want that to be the hardest part. God would prefer the hardest part to be whether you obey him or not. Serious. Let me say that again. God does not want the hardest part of the servants to be determining the direction, trying to figure out, all right, God, what do you want, this way or that way? God wants the hardest part to be your willingness to obey. Your willingness to say, okay, God, that's the way. All right, I'll go that way. Let that be the hardest part. So can the Holy Spirit speak specific words of direction? Yes. And the Holy Spirit doesn't just speak in generalities. He can and will speak very specific words of direction. And actually, you know, the more mature we get, you know what we're going to realize? He was doing it all the time. We just did not position ourselves to hear him. So what is a way to hear the Holy Spirit, I guess you'd say, more often, more clearly? I mean, well, often we'll find ourselves in situations where we're not really on a time crunch. You know, that, you know, there's an opportunity or there's a potential thing that's happened, and we have the ability to take our time and hear from God. I find it interesting, though, that even on those kind of decisions, people seem like they're always in a rush. I got to know now. I got to know this very second. And sometimes it's important for us to take the time necessary to hear clearly from God. Now, there are many ways, and we've talked about them as I've gone through this sermon series about how to hear clearly from God. Let me give you another example, and this is in Acts chapter 13, verses 2 and 3. Acts chapter 13, verses 2 and 3. It says, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work for which I have called them. So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. Look, the Bible talks about that God inhabits the praises of his people. I mean, well, you're spending time in worship. That is primo time to be able to hear from the Holy Spirit. It really is. Remember, the Bible talks about fasting, and fasting is really just us denying ourselves, whether that be through food, it could be internet, it could be anything that our body craves. It's us denying that and instead saying, no, I'm going to put my exercise toward the spiritual side. Now, I've learned that some people kind of miss opportunities when it comes to fasting. Some people will say, all right, this a week of fasting, all right, I'm not going to fast desserts. I'm not going to do that this week. And that's all they do. They just fast the desserts. But they miss the opportunity. See, the opportunity is while you're saying no to something else, you're digging in that further with God. You're spending that time with that you would normally be playing video games that you're fasting for that week. You're using that time to draw closer to God. You're using that time to hear from the Holy Spirit. You're using that time to basically solidify that relationship. So don't miss out on the opportunity when you are positioning yourself to hear more clearly from him. Actually, and I talk about this a lot, but the Word of God is probably one of the best ways to hear from the Holy Spirit. I mean, I don't know how many times that I can count where I've been just in my quiet time reading the Word of God, and it just, I know that this happens to you because I hear your testimonies where it's just that verse. I was like, wow, how did I know? Or maybe a phrase. Sometimes it's been literally a single word that I was just reading inside of a book or in the Bible or something that just hits me. I'm like, wow, that's exactly what I needed to hear. I mean, how many of you have been around other people who are just filled with the Holy Spirit and they may not have, you know, in their brain said, ooh, I have a word for this person. You were just around them and it seemed like the Holy Spirit was just bubbling out of them and they said a word and you were like, whoa, why did you say that? Well, I don't know. I just said it. But that was exactly what I needed. That was the word I needed for right now. I mean, I don't know if that's happened to you, but there's been times where people have just, look, I've had the radio on and I've been like in my mind just praying, God, will you give me an answer to this? And then a song comes up and I'm listening to the lyrics and it's like, whoa, yes, God could actually use K-Love and other worship songs to be like, wow, that's just, and you know what that was just a coincidence. All right. If that's really what you want to believe. See, but I believe that I have the Holy Spirit inside me that is just busting out, trying to give me words from him that I want to understand, that I need for direction in my life. So are there things that we can do in our personal life that make it easier to hear from the Holy Spirit? Yes. There are times of worship, there's fasting, there's praying, there's just time that you dedicate to the Word of God. There's just being around other godly people who have the Holy Spirit inside of them, and they're going to speak words in you, sometimes very intentional, sometimes unintentional. So, does everyone always understand the wisdom and direction that we get from the Holy Spirit? Have you ever gotten, you know, has the Holy Spirit ever spoken something to you that other people just didn't understand? Matter of fact, they didn't understand, they didn't agree with. They thought it was wrong. Has that ever happened to you? It's happened to me before. I mean, look, there are times in our life when the Holy Spirit will speak things into us that the world just won't be able to accept. They won't. Put the scripture up. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Trying to give you some Bible foundation that you can build on. These are important verses that you can later reflect back on. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. It says, For who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, so we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. So what is considered foolishness to some people is actually the Spirit of God talking to you. Look, we cannot expect those who do not have the Holy Spirit inside them to understand the plan of God in our life. It's not possible. The Holy Spirit is what reveals it to us. How can we expect them to be able to understand something that they don't have inside them? Look, human wisdom has its place in the world. It really does. Matter of fact, there are some people in the church that completely avoid human wisdom. And that in itself is foolish. God has given you wisdom for a reason. Use it. But you know what? The difference is that the more that we develop our relationship with God, specifically the Holy Spirit that's inside us, he will give us wisdom and direction that goes beyond human understanding. And it will sound kind of foolish to some people. Look, for example, let's say you're given a big promotion. You get an offer. I want to promote you. More money, more responsibility. It seems like to you it's the perfect situation. It's exactly what I've hoped for. But something inside you says, no, don't take it. Don't. It happens. I've talked to people, and you know what? I've seen people on both sides. They followed it. God's blessed them. They haven't followed it. It's been one of the worst financial and career decisions they've ever made. There are times when God will speak things to us that goes completely against our logic. It'll go against our family's logic. It'll go against the expert's logic. And to some people, it's going to seem foolish. You're going to miss out. That's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You got to do it. I can promise you that if you follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, if you make sure that that decision is grounded in the Word of God, if you go to godly counsel, others that are Spirit-filled, and allow them to speak words of wisdom to you, you will never regret following the Holy Spirit. You won't. So does everyone always understand the wisdom and direction we get from the Holy Spirit? No. The Holy Spirit's wisdom and direction will seem foolish to those who are not led by the Holy Spirit. The question is, are we willing to trust God more than other people and even ourselves? Are you saying the Holy Spirit will sometimes show us things that our human minds would have no chance of figuring out? And that's kind of the question a lot of us wrestle with. See, I've learned that when the Holy Spirit speaks something to you and other people don't agree, other people are like, no, that's wrong, buddy. We're still willing to do it. We're still willing to follow after God. But what do you do when the Holy Spirit says something to you that other people don't agree with and you don't either? You know what I mean? When you're like, wait a minute. What do you mean missionary? Are you nuts, God? I got four kids and I mean, really? I mean, I just got this new house or I just got promoted at work. God, that makes absolutely no sense. That's the pizza. We immediately dismiss it, right? No, that was the Pete's talking. Whew, I'm glad I have that, the peace here, no peace. That's probably one of the hardest things for us to do, isn't it? When the Holy Spirit speaks something to us that we don't want. Matter of fact, it makes absolutely no logical sense. I've been saving that money as a college fund for my son, and you want me to give that? Really? Come on, God. What sense does that make? You asked me to put that college fund together, so why would you have me give it away? That makes no sense, God. All right, 1 Corinthians. We'll go back there. Chapter 2. We're going to jump to right above one we just read. This is verses 6 through 10. We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. No, we declare God's wisdom, a mystery that's been hidden, and the God destined for our glory before the time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him. These are the things that God has revealed to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. Now, what I want you to focus on in this is that God is preparing something so cool for you that your minds can't even figure it out. Your minds right now have no idea on how to even just put it into perspective what God is preparing for you. There will be times in your life that the Holy Spirit will direct you in ways that even you do not like, do not want, do not understand. And honestly, it's going to take every bit of trust inside you to say, all right, God, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Every bit of love, every bit of commitment. Some of you may ask, well, why? God, why would you want to work that way in my life? Why would you try to do something that's so bizarre, so out there? Why would you do that? Look, God gives us opportunities to prove that we trust him. God sometimes, look, if we understood everything that God wanted us to do, some of us right now would run. We'd be like, you want me to do that in 5 years? Are you kidding me? This is a little too much for me. There are things in our life that God, look, you can always stand on this, though. God does it for your good. God does it to accomplish his purpose in and through you. So, I mean, will the Holy Spirit sometimes show us things that our human minds would have no chance at all of ever figuring out? Yes. The Holy Spirit will. But if you notice in verse 10, it says God is actually looking to share them with you. God wants you to understand those things. God's not intentionally trying to keep them hidden from you. And the more mature your relationship becomes with him, the more that you spend time on your face in God's presence, he will reveal those things to you. All right, so what have we learned about the Holy Spirit this morning? Let's wrap this up. We've learned that the Holy Spirit speaks to us because we have ears to hear. We do. We have the desire and the willingness to listen. Matter of fact, we are those who we actually seek an audience with the Holy Spirit, and we want to listen and obey. We've also learned that it's not possible for the Holy Spirit to speak something against the Word of God. It's not possible. Won't do it. Never will. You can be sure that it wasn't from the Holy Spirit if it goes against the Bible. It wasn't. Don't follow it. It's wrong. And matter of fact, we learned the Holy Spirit will speak to you when you need it. When you need it, it will happen right away. And the Bible says it literally will be like as if you're speaking the word of the Lord. He will come to you in times of need. He will. And we've learned that the Holy Spirit will speak very specific words of direction, not just impressions, not just, you know, it might feel peace or something. Matter of fact, the more mature we get, we'll realize the Holy Spirit was always doing that. It just us positioning ourselves to hear. We've learned that there are things that we can do to make it easier for the Holy Spirit to speak to us, right? Times of praise, times of worship, times of reading the word, praying, fasting, just being around other godly people who hear from God. They will position you to be able to hear the wisdom and direction from God. We've learned that the Holy Spirit's wisdom will seem foolish to those who do not understand, who do not have the Holy Spirit inside them. But the question is, are you more willing to trust God than trust other people? And really, to trust yourself. Because we've learned the Holy Spirit will show us things that our human minds have no shot of figuring out. None. But see, my final question is, are you willing to do some searching of your own? Are you willing to find time to create an audience with the Holy Spirit? And that's really what it is. It's not just to listen. It's not just to hear, but it's to understand and obey. Finally, I want to remind you that God doesn't want the hardest part of being his servant to figure out what he's saying. He really doesn't. He's not trying to trick you. He's not trying to hide things from you. He's a parent. He wants to give you every possible tool to understand exactly what he asks you to do. God wants the hardest part of your relationship with him to be whether you're willing to obey or not. That's my heart as a dad. It is. I do not want my kids ever to come up to me and say, I didn't know that was what I was supposed to do. I didn't know you wanted this room clean. I didn't know that I was supposed to be in at this certain time. I didn't know I was. I want the hardest part for them to be, all right, I know what I need to do. Will I do it? So this morning, I don't know where you're at in your life. I don't know if you're struggling to find out, God, where are you? God, I need to hear from you. If that's where you're at, I'm telling you, you have a father who wants to speak to you. You can create an audience with the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, speak to me. Give me the wisdom I need in order to follow you, in order to accomplish the plan and the purpose that you have for me. Amen? Amen. Why don't you stand with me?